This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 7th. God's word to you today is Provocative Maneuvers. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 22, verse 16, and it says, "This is what the Lord says, because you have obeyed me, and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore." God has feelings. God can be blessed. David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." In our scripture reference today, God says, because of what Abraham did, he provokes an uncommon response from God. When you put God ahead of your own priorities, when you put God's needs, as it were, above your own needs, you provoke an overflow from God himself. When you make God's desire your priority, what you're doing is you are provoking a response from God. That is how love is. Love always provokes a response. When someone says he or she loves you, but you keep giving it and it does not provoke a response, he or she does not love you. Face it. Or maybe the love has gone cold. Love always provokes a response. Solomon gave and gave and gave and went to sleep. God stayed awake thinking, how can I respond to this? God came to Solomon himself. Every other person was having vigils, praying, looking for God. God was looking for Solomon. What side do you want to be on? Looking for God or God looking for you? The best place to be is where Solomon was. If you're not in church, will God miss you? Let it be that when you were not in church, God would be saying, who will express unrestrained praise today? I pray that your life will be such that God will consistently seek you. In Jesus' name, amen. God wants us to deploy the power of we. We cannot afford to be selfish. We cannot afford to sit down in our little corner and isolate ourselves from community. That is the recipe for destruction. When we are depressed, learn from Hannah how to turn your tears into joy. Hannah started out being upset and depressed and sorrowful, but then Hannah began to cheer up. How did she move from depression to cheering? Hannah found a safe place. Hannah went to the tabernacle, to God's house, where she can express herself. God's favorite house is a safe place. Hannah did not only find a safe place. Hannah took it further. She opened up. You can be in a safe place and not open up. If you're in a safe place and you do not become vulnerable, people cannot help you, cannot pray for you, cannot minister to you. Open up. God wants us to share one another's burdens. The mistake a lot of people make is that we are waiting for the Holy Spirit to tell other Christians about our problems. It is arrogance, pride, really. He says, no, you open your mouth and ask for help. Be humble, ask for help. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please search me and purge me of deep-seated pride. Help me leverage God's gift of community and be God's gift to the godly people around me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.